Both chambers of the Alaska legislature are seeking to make changes to their sexual harassment policies. Lawmakers said today they want to increase training to prevent harassment and improve the procedures for addressing allegations. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what the Senate and House are doing.
The national reckoning with sexual harassment has reached Juneau. Senate leaders have asked legislative staff to help implement mandatory workplace conduct training. In a letter to the legislature's top legal advisor and human resources director, the Senate leaders also asked for procedures to handle complaints beyond the reach of political influence. Senate President Pete Kelly, a Fairbanks Republican, says the letter was prompted by incidents both inside and outside of Alaska.
In light of what's going on all over the country, and there's some things been swirling around in this Capitol as well, what has dawned on me is that, and leadership, is that we don't have sufficient procedures in place to deal with any kind of workplace issues that might have to do with positional power or sexual harassment.
House leaders say they have been undertaking a similar review for a few weeks. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux says the current policy hasn't been revised since 2000.
It really doesn't seem to have any teeth or any mechanisms for reporting.
Ledoux says the policy should cover both workplace incidents and those involving legislators' behavior outside of the workplace. And she says it should cover both sexual harassment and other physical harassment.
We need a far more robust policy than we have right now.
Ledoux says she discussed a joint policy with a Senate staff member.
I have no control over the Senate, but I will guarantee you that the House will adopt something.
Kelly says he's not envisioning a policy that would apply outside of the workplace. The Senate president says he wants to have a procedure to address complaints that would lead to a quick resolution.
We just need to make sure, number one, that a stop is put to it. I hope we can. But human beings are human beings, and when they break the rules, we want to be able to react quickly.
Leaders from both chambers would like to have new policies in place by early next legislative session in January. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.